Ken Roczen, look, you had us all wondering if you needed, like, therapy. Like, you were so depressed about outdoors. And then today you
get... need a training wheels?
Dude, well, I mean, today, okay, this first moto wasn't great, but second moto was fantastic. Well, like, you got second overall. Great job.
You know, I actually was fine with the first moto. I just rode super tight. Like, the kind of track, I haven't ridden anything this rough, or raced anything this rough in a while. So, I actually felt decent in the first moto. I just rode tight, so I kind of couldn't do anything about it. And then the second moto was better. I honestly came in with no expectations. I know it sounds stupid because everybody always expects me to win and thinks I'm going to be up front, but I kind of came here just like, hey, I need to really, because nobody knows how I feel, right? So I've been behind the ball big time, and I guess I can still somewhat race.
Well, you've always said motocross comes easier to you. You've always said that.
And you know, that's why it actually kind of surprised me that I was been struggling with it so bad, but I haven't really given it any time, because since 2019 it was always supercross, and even in the off time I just never really rode any outdoors, so I just felt really foreign. Like, I was braking really early. I didn't have the kind of flow. I didn't have my eyes where, you know, what lines I want to take and whatnot. So,
is it all just from taking the summer off?
I think so. I don't know. And maybe because 2019 and then 2020 Supercross and 2020 no outdoors. And then never mind, you know, the time I was hurt, I didn't race outdoors. So I guess in the last 5 years, there's only been a couple of seasons that I've raced. So, and then that just adds up. So everything always focuses towards Supercross. And I've ridden outdoors my whole life. That's why I was so surprised that I felt so off.
You're pretty honest in your press conference, you know, about what you're feeling. So, yeah, that got all of us being like, what? So,
yeah. That's the thing, though. See, so my feeling, like when I express my feelings, you guys are like, what the heck? Because you guys expect me to be up front again, like right away, right? I get it. Yeah. But I feel different sometimes, you know? So
No, it's fine. Did you make any changes for that second moto bike-wise?
I actually didn't at all. No, I actually left it all day, even though I wasn't really quite happy with it from the beginning on.
Yep.
I wasn't really quite happy with the track prep in the beginning because... with how gnarly,
nobody was.
I mean, literally, we were using 3 feet of the track, you know, and then that part gets rough as hell, and then the rest we don't even use. I mean, it was good in the second moto and stuff, but it was just so gnarly in the beginning that we're not even able to move on the track. It kind of made it tough, but the track was sketchy out there. It was rough. I mean, it was pretty gnarly and just really kickerish, right? Like, all the jumps before the finish line jump, all the ruts, and then the rocks and the hard pack underneath it makes for some square edge bumps, yeah.
AP was catching a little bit. You'd pull away, he'd catch you. You guys were kind of yo-yoing a little bit.
Yep, yeah. I kind of just hung in there. I had some really good lines, and I feel like he kind of probably saw some of them, and I feel like that's why he was so close to me the whole time. But I just kind of, in my mind, I was like, hey, I'm going to go as fast as I can for as long as I can and see where we were at. And then I had a little bit of a gap, and I just kind of felt actually pretty comfortable out there, surprisingly, to be honest. And yeah, I just held on to it. And then once the two lap board was out, I was kind of surprised. I'm like, whoa, was that for real?
Yeah, yeah.
And then I saw on the pit board plus two laps, and I'm like, oh, sick.
Yeah, yeah.
I expected the race to be quite a bit longer, but it actually worked out fine.
Yeah, first moto, you and Eli just kind of six, seven, eight. It was like, I'm like, when are these guys going to get going? But
when you're hanging on for dear life, dude, I mean, you know, that happens to the best of us. It really does. It's the hard pack underneath it and the way the track is and then not racing and then I feel like the people that came from the back to the front were the ones that kind of, they were definitely a lot looser and could kind of move around. But when you're in that position, you can't, like, there's nothing you can do about it once you get arm pump, you know?
So if you pull the start in the first moto like you did second moto, you're not finishing same?
I think it would have helped, okay, for sure. It would have helped because I think you can kind of maintain a little bit better.
Yeah.
But I made some moves in the beginning of the first lap of the first moto and kind of just weaseled my way through and then obviously dropped back again. But I was happy with today.
Yeah, I think it was a pretty good start for the season. For, you know what? That class is gnarly. That's what I'm taking away right now.
It really is.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a different – you can win or go on the podium, and then you can also be 10th or 8th if you're not having a great weekend.
Yeah.
So it is really gnarly right now.
Yeah. Thanks for doing this. See you next week.
No problem. Thank you.